Now, throughout the years of working here, strange things happen on a regular basis. Things like the lights turning off. Just a few weeks back, I was showing a new employee where we keep our linen bags down in the downstairs vault, and we went into the vault, light was on. Walk out of the vault, left the light on, and about 10 feet out of the door, I hear a, and it's a light switch. And I turn around, and the light's off. So I go back in there, and I turn the light switch back on, and look around, and So stuff like that happens. The scariest thing that's happened to me over the duration of my being here was probably 5 years ago. It was a staff Christmas party. We weren't actually open for business. And we all here played Pass the Trash and ate and for all the staff whatnot. Patty, who's my aunt and one of the owners here, used to live off of Grand, which is pretty close to here. And I didn't want to drive all the way home. I live about a half an hour south. So we all go back over to Patty's house and continue with the party, mostly just the family and a couple of close friends. And there's nowhere to sleep. It's 3 in the morning, can't find anywhere to sleep, not even the floor, just people are everywhere. So my girlfriend and I, having keys to the building, knew that no one was staying here and decided to come back here, let ourselves in, and we're upstairs in the lavender suite. Now the lavender suite has 3 doors going back out to the hallway, one in the dining room, one in the bedroom, and one in the bathroom. So we're hanging out in there, and we're kind of rifling through the little snack basket, and I close and I lock the door. They're deadbolts. And Jen looks at me and she says, "Hey, that door's open." And the door is cracked open, just a few inches. And I said, "No, I don't know. I thought I locked it." So I close it and I lock it again. And a few minutes later, she looks at me again. She goes, "I just watched you lock that door and it's open again." And sure enough, the door is cracked open a few inches. So I go back over to it and I close it and I lock it. Now, there's snow on the ground. I live in Jefferson County. I really wasn't looking forward to driving home, so I didn't want to leave. But after the third time it happened, Jen insisted that we take off. So I said, "Okay, that's fine." So I go back over to the door that I just locked, and I unlock it, turn the deadbolt to the unlock position. I try to open the door, and it's stuck, and the door won't open.